And now Tammy Gold is on the air to talk about her film, Every Mother's Son. Tammy is a professor at Hunter College, a filmmaker and a visual artist. Her films have been on the forefront of social justice, raising issues around gender, race, sexual identity, labor, police brutality. They have aired on PBS, HBO, on television in Nigeria, South Africa, Germany, France, Turkey, Serbia, Lagos, and Vietnam, and screened at the MoMA, Whitney, and Chicago Arts Institute, and much, much more. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Tammy, can you tell listeners a little bit about the film?
Yes, Every Mother's Son is actually 10 years old. We, Kelly Anderson and I, made the film, produced the film, and released it in 2004. And it was one of these kind of films that you really hope would live in the shelves of what's archival, not what's contemporary. And for 10 years, it's been a very active film, and certainly now it's screening all over the United States as a, it really clearly talks about this particular historic moment around policing in America, the visibility of police brutality, which is not new in America. And the film is about three mothers, and their sons were all killed by the NYPD, by police officers in the NYPD. It's during the years of Giuliani. So it really talks about a specific moment when the broken windows theory and aggressive policing tactics were really instituted. But they did not go away as Giuliani did. Giuliani left, but the policies not only stayed, they got worse. So under Giuliani, you had 100,000 people stopped and frisked in a year. And under Bloomberg, it went up to close to 800,000. So we're talking about, you know, an epidemic that's getting worse. So the film really talks about that through the lives of three mothers.
Who are the three mothers?
It's Iris Baez. She's from the Bronx. Her son was killed in a chokehold, in an illegal, it's an illegal chokehold. He was killed in 1994. And in 1994, it was not legal to use chokehold, just like it is in 2014. So, which we do know that Eric Gardner on Staten Island was killed in a chokehold.
That's right.
So, then there's Kadiatu Diallo, Amadou Diallo's mother, who was shot at 41 times in the door, in the entrance to his building in the Bronx. And again, somebody who had nothing on him, no gun, nothing. A wallet, they found a wallet in his hand. And then there's Gary Bush Bosky, whose mother is Doris Bosky. And he was Jewish and from Brooklyn. And more unusual are the cases that police use aggressive policing tactics on people who are not black or brown. It was important to include this case because of how aggressive the cover-up, the outrageous tactics of the police. And so anyway, those are the three stories.
You mentioned that there are many screenings happening. Are there any screenings that listeners could go to here in the New York City area?
Yes. There's right now, it was on PBS, and it was on a series called POV. And right now, POV is streaming the film. So you can go to the website of POV, which is Point of View at PBS. I don't think that's the address, but I'll figure that out in a second.
Okay.
But it is streaming. And the other thing is, it's going to be on Friday, this Friday, December 5th, at 6:30, It's screening at El Barrio Firehouse Community Media Center. Mm-hmm. That's the Manhattan Neighborhood Network's East Harlem Community Media Center, which is on 114th Street. It's 175 East 114th Street. So it's screening there. It's been screening at other places. We're going to, like, take a little moment where we don't screen it until after New Year's, mm-hmm. So that, you know, we pick it up again. We've been showing it at colleges. It was at Hostos Community College. It was at John Jay. In every case, one of the mothers comes with us and speaks with the film. Mm-hmm. So on December 5th, Iris Baez, who's in the film, is going to be there with me and with Dolores Jones Brown and Lynn Roberts, both experts on issues of policing and racism and white supremacy, mm-hmm. and how that interfaces with police brutality.
Well, we're speaking now with Tammy Gold. Tammy is a professor at Hunter College, a filmmaker and a visual artist. And Tammy, when Pam welcomed you on the broadcast this morning, she talked about the areas around the world that this film has been screened in. What has been the reaction in places like Vietnam or Lagos or some of the other places that you've screened this film?
Well, one of the things I always say about the film, Every Mother's Son, and its international reach, is that it certainly wakes up people to the fact that the problems in the United States are serious, are epidemic, and are live in the context of a long, long history of a dysfunctional, aggressive police force, not just in New York, but all over the country. And so when it shows, like when it shows in Mexico, there's it's almost like a wake-up call. Oh, the streets are not paved with gold. There's a lot of, you know, questions about how this could be happening in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently in Palestine.
I was just going to bring that up, Tammy.
Yes. And I showed people in Palestine the film, because I brought it with me, and I gave copies to people, and in some cases we were able to watch it together. And there was a shock of identity about Stop and Frisk and about the relationship of being occupied. Now, in the West Bank, we understand the word occupation. It's an occupied area by Israel. But for people in Palestine to see this and understand the connection between occupation and police brutality was pretty amazing. And this is something that I often see, like in Mexico, when people see this film, their reaction is also the same thing about, oh my God, the fact that policing is not just out of control, but that it's a system. And we do know in Mexico, there's great problems with the police and with the federals and with all the different layers of military control over communities, and now with the killing of 43 students that was completely facilitated by the police.
Right.
There's a huge identity with what's happening in the United States. It's like, but it's a wake-up call, because a lot of, it's like misinformation about how our democracy works in the United States. And so what happens with the film, it shows the class aspect and the racial aspect of how our democracy works and who it works for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the international element has been real fascinating for us.
Well, thank you so much, Tammy Gold, for being on with us today. I want to share the website to screen this film online. It is www.pbs.org/POV/Every Mother's Son. And that is, you can find that on the pbs.org website. Thank you so much. Such an important conversation. Film has such an ability to travel internationally and to make those kinds of connections.